Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO and Netflix. The show is 2 hours of freeform music, where I play just about anything and everything.
In the mix.
And like a lot of other DJs,
and I got in studio my good friend Alex. He's kicking around some technical stuff with me on the computer, so we're trying to get some stuff straight away. Hopefully we'll be up and running in a little bit. DJD MFO 95.
I love it so much.
Okay, so guitar.
Okay, so let's start with this. What's your name?
Q-Tip.
Where were you going? Who were you going with?
Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. My mother went away for a month long trip, hunting some friends on an ocean liner ship. She made a big mistake by leaving me home. I had to roam, so I picked up the phone. Got Ollie up to see what was going down. Told him I'd pick him up so we could drive around. Took the Dodge Dart, a 74. My mother left the yard, but I needed one more. Shahid had me covered with 100 greenbacks. So we left Brooklyn and we made big tracks. Drove down the belt, got on the conduit. Came to a toll, we paid and went through it. Had no destination, we was on a quest. Ollie laid in the back so he can get rest. Drove down the road for 2 days and a half. The sun had just risen on a dusty path. Just then a figure had caught my eye. A mirror for Sombrero who was 4 feet high. I pulled over to ask where he was at. His index finger, he tipped off his hat. El Segundo, he said, my name is Pedro. If you need directions, I'll tell you pronto. Need a civilization, some sort of reservation. He said a mile south, there's a fast food station. Thanks to y'all, as I started the motor, Ali said,
damn, Tiff, what did you drive so far for? Well, describe to me what the wallet looks like.
Anyway, a gas station we passed. We got gas and went on to get grub. It was a nice little pub in the middle of nowhere. Anywhere would've been better. I ordered enchiladas and I ate them. Ali had the fruit punch. When we finished, we thought for ways to get back. I had a hunch. Ali said, pay for lunch. So I did it. Pulled out the wallet and I saw this wicked, beautiful lady. She was a waitress there. Put the wallet down and stared and stared. To put me back into reality, here's Shahid.
Yo, Tip, man, you got what you need?
I checked for keys and started to step. What do you know, my wallet I forget. Yo, it was a brown wallet. Had props numbers, had my Jimmy hats. I gotta get it, man. Lord have mercy. The heat got hotter, Ali starts to curse me. I feel bad, but he makes me feel badder. Chit, chit, chatter, car starts to scatter. Breaking on out, we was northeast bound. Jetting on down at the speed of sound. 3 days coming and 3 more going. We get back and there was no slack. 490 Madison, we're here, Shy. He said, all right, Chip, see you tomorrow. Thinking about the past week, the last week. Hands go in my pocket, I can't speak. Hop in the car and torpedo to the shack. The Shaheed, we gotta go back. When he said why, I said we gotta go. Cause I left my wallet in El Segundo. Yeah, I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go.
People to sing along and just sing what you feel. feel. Don't let anyone say it's wrong. And if you're trying to paint a picture, but you're not sure which colors belong, just paint what you see. Don't let anyone say it's wrong. And if you're strung out like a kite, or stung awake in the night, it's alright to be frightened. When there's a light, what light? There's a light, what light? There's a light, white light inside of you. You think you might need somebody to pick you up when you drag. Don't lose sight of yourself. Don't let anyone change your back. And if the whole world's singing your songs, and all of your paintings have been hung, just remember what was yours is everyone's from now on. And that's not wrong or right, but you can struggle with it all you like. You're gonna get uptight. When there's a light, what light? There's a light, what light? There's a light, white light. There's a light, white light. There's a light, one light. There's a light, white light. There's a light, one light. There's a light, white light. There's a light, one light. There's a light, one light. There's a light, white light. There's a light. White light, there's a light, white light, there's a light, white light, there's a light, one light.
Good morning, Boston. DJ D here, MFO 91.5. You are in the mix with DJ D at the Dance Music Express Music Series. I'm on every Monday at 11 a.m., and today's a special day because I got my good friend Alex kicking it with me. Alex is going to show California Basement right here on MFO 91.5. Great, great music. Check him out. What's up, Alex? Jump in with me. What time is your show on?
During the nighttime in the school year, because I'm a student at Tufts. So, yeah.
Okay, I can't hear you for some reason, Alex.
Really?
I don't know why. So, let's see. I think we're doing all right. So, let's see. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Alex.
Well, I've been doing music since I was 4, but I've been getting into DJing since high school. So, that's kind of been my trajectory. And, yeah, I'm on the board at WMFO. I am now the publicity manager. So yeah, I've been very intertwined with, you know, working at the station for a couple of years, and I'm excited to continue working at the station and bringing music to Medford.
That sounds great, Alex. You know, I got to thank him a lot because he comes in and I'm fiddling with my computer and I'm having a little difficulty getting it to get online. And as we're messing around, as Alex was just speaking, I had to readjust the configuration on our main board here. And Alex saw me stumbling. He goes, "You need help?" I said, "Yeah, please. Do you mind?" He goes, "No." He goes, "I like helping the elderly." Thank you, Alex.
I never said that. I never said that. That was a fabrication, and that wasn't real. So,
well, you didn't say I was young.
This is slander. This is slander. Live on the air.
So. Unbelievable. So tell me a little bit about California.
California? Well, I named my show California Basement because California ordinarily does not have basements. So that's a fun fact. But California, very, very nice. From there, big on Northern California, also big on Southern California. Not so big on the middle of California, but I am expanding my horizons in that sense. I drove through there once, and it was very, very, a lot of fields. So otherwise, but yeah, no, I've been doing, that's where I went to high school, and that's where I started doing radio, KHWS, if anyone wants to check it out, high school radio station, super important, support the youth, yeah, for sure. But yeah, so I've been doing radio for a hot minute, and a lot of the, you know, music that I've been listening to has been going into dance and electronic. I've been listening a lot to, well, recently, not to plug her, Charlie XCX released a new album, heyo. But also, I've been listening to a lot of, like, some more classic dance stuff in the, like, alternative pop vein. You know, Bjork, I've been listening to a lot of Bjork, and I've also been, you know, checking out some new stuff. Would we want to check that out now? Question mark?
Yeah, Alex, why don't you do some of your music? Let me know what you got coming up, and what do you got coming up on your computer?
For sure. I have, let's see. I have, why don't we do a classic?
Okay.
Classic as in classic artist. Thoughts on Madonna? Question mark?
Oh, God, yeah.
God, yeah? Okay, great.
Madonna's good. What else do you like? Do you like the old disco and stuff?
I do like disco.
Really?
Like disco.
Wow.
Yeah, well, my mom is really into that, you know, Motown and all of that.
So she's old like me?
No, I wouldn't say that. I would not, no. That's a... God, wow, that's a trap question, isn't it? God.
I don't know if you just call me old or called her young. I'm not really sure how we're going to...
It's a calling everyone young situation, you because you're always young.
Let's see, what else is there? How about Barry White? You like Barry White?
Barry White? Let me see if... Well, I need a refresher, honestly.
Okay, take your time. You're doing great.
Barry White.
You're doing better than I am, I can tell you that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. No, I have a lot of... yeah, I mean... I have a lot of modern stuff, if that even remotely interests anyone.
Sure, what is it?
I have some... Well, there's this one guy who's been blowing up recently called The Dare, and he's coming out of New York. He has a lot of... he's an EP, but also an album coming out with a couple of the songs he's re-releasing. Onto that, I'm seeing him in September. He's coming to Boston in September, doing a tour across the U.S., and he has this one song called Bloodwork that's very, very entrancing. Yeah. But anyways, but yeah, I've also been listening to some Gustafelstein. Again, Charlie XCX released an album that's much heavily in the dance vein, which I've been listening to a lot, and I feel like it has been, you know, blowing up. So, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, we're doing good. So what do you got coming up next?
Okay, so yeah, I guess coming up next we can do some Bloodwork by The Dare. It's a little bit of like a darker vibe, but if
okay.
That works.
Okay, you ready
sure.
to go?
Yeah, why not? Let's okay. go for it. Yeah, expanding the palette. This is Bloodwork by The Dare. Thanks.
All right, so back to the technical stuff. Yeah, what's going on?
Whoa,
you got me up
and
running.
This is a magical day.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll kick one for and then sure. you kick one. How's that sound?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so I'm going to start off with In the Club.
Wow, what is happening today? We'll be right back.
Right, Swedish House Mafia. That's right. Hey, I'm going to bring my boy Alex in. He's going to spin a couple, and we had a couple of technical difficulties we had to get through, but I think we figured it out. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Thank God for him. I'm telling you. I'm sorry. You know, I get all panicky and nervous, and I can't figure stuff out. You know.
Real.
elderly, you know what I mean?
I don't think that's... I don't think there's a correlation. I don't think there's a correlation.
I appreciate your support and encouragement. It's great.
No, yeah, of course. I'm here to support. I'm here to support.
And pay attention, because I know I might be bringing Alex out there. We're trying to get him to... We got a barbecue on Saturday night we're going to do, and maybe I'll have Alex do that. And then August, I think it's August 2nd, I think. We're on the boats, so we might get him up in the boats. That's going to be a big night.
That'll
four
crazy,
boats
yeah.
running.
Four boats.
Four boats running. Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
About 500 people.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It gets slammed. And they want me to make the music for the other boats as well.
Oh, wow.
So I got to hit studio and, you know, do like 5 hours of music and, you know, mm-hmm. you know, present it to them.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. Let's see. What else? Alex, what are you coming up?
We have some Shy Girl. She's coming from the UK. And she just released a new EP. She's going on tour later this year with Troy Sivan and Charlie XCX, and she, this is her new EP, Club Shy. She released her debut project 2 years ago, 2022. So she's a very interesting artist coming from London. So
excellent.
Yeah.
Great. Your knowledge is pretty good with music, huh?
I dabble. I dabble. Yeah.
I have a friend of mine. They have a show in Italy. I promote other DJs, and
for sure.
I promoted this DJ out of Italy. Nico, great guy, incredible. I actually promoted the sister in the family. The sister's a sax player. Oh, it's just an incredible artist.
Mm-hmm.
And this one radio station over there, it's called Portsmouth Underground, and they contacted me and wanted me to work with them. I don't know that I could give them time and commit to them, because they want me to go live,
mm-hmm.
you know, broadcast from my house.
Yeah.
And with my schedule, it's so crazy, I don't know. But I sent him some of my work. I told him what I do, and he goes, well, you know, I'm not sure. I said, well, let me send you some of my work.
Mm-hmm.
He called me 20 minutes later, when can you start?
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Yeah. That's so
I said,
crazy.
I don't know. His name's Paul. Just a great radio station over there. And
nice.
I was really honored that they... because we heard a lot about you, and then I know where they got the information. I said, okay, great. So
nice.
Anyway. All right, I'm sorry. What enough about me. What are we?
Oh, yeah. So this is Mr. Useless from Shy Girl. Yeah, and SG Lewis. So, yeah, here we go. Yeah.
take you away.
You're in the mix with DJ Alex.
I follow you. Don't you want me? You know I can't believe it when I hear that you won't see me. Don't you want me? You know I don't believe you when you say that you don't need me. Don't you want me? You know I can't believe it when I hear that you won't see me. Don't you want me? You know I don't believe you when you say that you don't need me.
WMFO Medford. Quick shout out to my good friend Alex mixing unreal on the Wheels of Steel. That's right, right here at MFO 91.5. And don't forget, you can catch up with me next week at 10 a.m. I'm sorry, at 11 a.m. because Alex got the 10 a.m. show now. And we'll be kicking it, the Dance Music Express. The Dance Music Express Music Series right here at MFO 91.5 in Boston. And if you want to reach out to me, you know what to do, WMFODJD@gmail.com. To listen to us worldwide, all you need to do is click on listen. You'll catch up with us 24 hours a day right here on MFO 91.5 in Boston. Thank you for letting Alex and I entertain you. We love you. Thank you, and God bless.
Meeting teen girls online is easy. It's as simple as going into a chat room and starting up conversations. Chatting seems safe to them, so they're much easier to approach than they would be in person. Once we start chatting, I act as cool and understanding as possible. I wait out their suspicions. The longer we talk, the more they trust me. Usually doesn't take all that long. When they send me their picture, I tell them how hot they are. A lot of girls have never had a guy tell them they're beautiful or special or smart, so they eat it up. After I have them convinced we're soulmates and I should be their boyfriend and all that, I ask them to meet in person. The trick is never saying we have to meet. You ask them, make it seem like it's their choice. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn how you can protect yourself from online predators. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
And a public service announcement right here from WMFO 91.5 in Boston. And my good friend Alex is going to talk a little about sexual predators and seducing.
Yeah, wow, that was a terrifying PSA. I usually read like the breastfeeding one because I think it's funny, or like the ladder falling one. Wow, that was intense.
Well, I tell you, I play those ones because, you know, you got to get concerned. People get on the internet and they just put too much stuff out there. You got to pay minds on what you're doing.
True.
You know, and they're putting the pictures out and all that. And then especially when, you know, let's meet, let's go out for coffee, or let's meet at the park or something.
Clock it, yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I do ones a lot on the health. And I do a lot of them on the safety and
yeah, health, you know, is nice. Yeah, yeah, that's nice.
Why are you laughing when you look at me? Because I health.
Oh, well, that yeah. is not. Wow.
I got to tell you, Alex did the